Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 5.
Come to order. This morning's prayer will be offered by Representative Crutchfield. We'd ask all of our members and our guests in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Representative Crutchfield.
Thank you. Please pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, the responsibility, and all those who've worked so hard to get us here to do your work. We pray today for our law enforcement and our first responders across the country and around the world. Lord, protect them and their families. Guide and direct them to be mindful of the humanity for those they serve. In your holy name, we do pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Harnett, Representative Penny, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for January 30th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Penny moves the journal for January 30th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Introductions of bills and resolutions, the clerk will read.
Representative Watford, House Bill 27, elect Thomasville City Board of Education.
Local government of favorable rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Warren, House Bill 28, NC Managing Environmental Waste Act of 2023.
Environment, if favorable, regulatory reform, if favorable rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Hastings, Bradford, Sane, and Paré, House Bill 29, support private property rights.
Judiciary 1, if favorable rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Winslow and Sossaman, House Bill 30, reduce length of Granville Board of Education terms.
Local government, if favorable rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Warren, House Bill 31, Warren Salisbury Board of Education filing period.
Local government, if favorable rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Kidwell, Moss, Adams, Setzer, House Bill 32, Service Customer Equal Value Time Act.
Commerce, if favorable regulatory reform, if favorable rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Kidwell, Adams, Moss, and Setzer, House Bill 33, Unemployment Insurance, Employer and Claimant Service Requirements.
Unemployment insurance, if favorable finance, if favorable rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Hastings, Sane, Carson, Smith, and Pirtle, House Bill 34, Protect Those Who Serve and Protect Act.
Judiciary 2, if favorable rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Sasser, Potts, Lambert, Paré, House Bill 35, Expand Definition of Opioid Antagonist.
Health, if favorable rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Lowry, Ward, and Crutchfield, House Bill 36, firearms, training, probation, and parole officers.
Judiciary 2, if favorable rules, calendar, and operations of the House. Members, pursuant to the announcement made earlier, there are no votes today, and Chair will make it very clear there are no votes for the remainder of this week. So members may plan accordingly. There will also be no votes on Monday of next week and more than likely no votes on Tuesday of next week. We do, however, expect to have votes on Wednesday of next week. So there would be some committees that will be moving forward with some legislation next week. So we are looking at Wednesday votes of next week and possibly Thursday, but not very likely. So for planning purposes, I would say the first set of votes to hit the floor will probably be Wednesday, and more than likely that will be the only day next week for your planning purposes. Any notices or announcements? Seeing none, the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Penny, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House to now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, February the 1st at 9:30 a.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Penny moves, seconded by Representative Sasser, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, February 1st at 9:30 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Chair will make an announcement. By the way, the remainder of the sessions this week, there no vote will be at 9:30, the remainder of this week. Those in favor of the motion will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.
Representative Blackwell, Cotham, and Torba to recognize the Senforth Education K through 12 Committee Report, House Bill 26, Education Omnibus, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. The original bill is placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 26 is re-referred to the Committee on Rules Calendar Operations of the House.